All right, let's visit Crazy Town. Demi Lovato goes full tinfoil hat with unidentified, and it's a joy to watch. Unidentified. What? Apparently, this is some show about paranormal shit, like aliens and ghosts and shit. What the fuck is Demi Lovato doing on a show like that? What the hell does this broad know about the paranormal, so-called parapsychology, or the occult? Absolutely nothing. She's just some 29-year-old, and she's already post-wall. Have you seen this broad? She looks horrible. She looks like she's 39. She already looks post-wall. She's fat. She's got the horrible, short, man-cut hairdo, all those piercings. She's hideous. Of course, her music stinks, too. Her prime was maybe 10, 15 years ago. Yeah, when she was a teenager. Boy, oh boy, has she grown out of that. And her prime is over. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck she's doing now. Why would they pick her? She's a has-been. Has-been. She's only ever been known for music, and now she's on a weird fucking show about aliens and ghosts and shit. Okay. Lovato's game attitude and abundant charisma take this delightfully unselfconscious brand-building vehicle straight to the moon. Well, lacking in self-awareness, she is. I would definitely agree with that one. Holy shit, is this some cringy shit. Anyway, before I get into this, I would like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw red pill nature of my content to go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. You'll find a lot of useful and interesting social media links in the upper right-hand corner. In the middle of the page, you will find many off-show services that I offer of a philosophical nature. And at the bottom of my webpage at therealistphilosopher.com, you will find not one, not two, but three, count on three donation options if you would like to contribute. If you would like to contribute to my continued content creation. So go check it out, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. Okay, let's get into this crazy shit. Yeah. Oh, God, there she is. And she looks horrible. Jesus Christ. Can you believe she's only 29? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So what are they doing right there? Looking at footage? Would they see a UFO? I know I see an unidentified fat object, that's for sure. Yeah. Anyway, Demi Lovato wants you to believe. Believe in what? Her? I don't believe in her. she has been, and I never thought her music was any good anyway. Unidentified, the singer's four-part documentary. What network is this on? Who would put this on TV? Wow. I remember good TV shows, like when I was a kid, man. Knight Rider. Well, anyway. Talking Car. It's a good show when you're a teenager, you know, you're young, you think shit is better than it actually is. But, you know, I remember pretty decent TV, Seinfeld. That was a good show. What happened to good TV? Went the way of the fucking dodo. Who wants to see fat, pudgy, Demi fucking Lovato run around chasing UFOs? The Singer's four-part documentary has premiered in full on Peacock. Peacock? The fuck is that? And while the series might have all the journalistic rigor of sci-fi's Ghost Hunters, that was a fake. That's such a cheap show. That's proven to be a scam. These so-called paranormal investigator shows are all bullshit. They'll, like, pan the camera away, and then there'll be a loud crash off camera, and then the camera will shift back and something fell down because the person off camera pushed it over and then got out of frame by the time the camera panned back. Like, you never actually saw something occur on camera. It was always a sound off camera because one of the crew was running around upstairs and making all these loud thuds. Ooh, what's that? And they'd go up there and be nothing there. Yeah, because the person that was up there just went down the back stairs. Oh, there's nobody here. Oh, my God. Such bullshit. Or Animal Planet's Mermaids in another bullshit documentary that people actually fell for. Horrible CGI. The body found. Lovato's charisma is hard to resist. It is? Who's writing this? Laura Bradley. Some short-haired, fat, ugly, feminist, probably lesbo broad. Oh, I see. So, of course, she's carrying water for Demi Lovato. She probably wants to munch her muff. No wonder. No wonder. Yeah. Hard to resist. Get the fuck out of here. Unidentified feels in some ways like a strange Franken show, a spiritual hybrid of celebrity documentary and paranormal explorations, like Finding Bigfoot. Let me explain something to you idiots out there that believe in Bigfoot, okay? Do you really think that an 8 or 9 or 10 foot tall ape man that never bathes and looks, is just this giant walking ape that weighs like 800 pounds could hide itself in American wilderness for hundreds of years? Really? Do you think that 2 centuries of white men, black men, Asian men, whatever persuasion you are, running around with flintlocks and Kentucky long rifles, and now, you know, big fucking AR-15s with gigantic, ginormous scopes to can see, the craters on the moon, haven't at some point shot one of these things and, brought a body forward as evidence? Get the fuck out of here. There ain't no 10-foot fucking giant ape running around on 2 feet in American woodlands. Okay, I'm sorry. That can't hide for this long. With civilization constantly encroaching, give me a fucking break. What's going to eat? What's it going to eat? It's running around on 2 legs, not 4. So it's not going to be the greatest fucking hunter, okay? He's got hands, not fucking claws, as far as I know. What kind of hunter is he going to be? He's going to be eating nuts and berries and shit. You have an 800-pound fucking giant gorilla? I mean, I guess, but how many nuts and berries and fruits and shit are there in the woods for a goddamn 10-foot gorilla man that walks around 2 feet to fucking eat? And get that big? Come on. Come on. Even bears have a hard fucking time. Getting big and fat for winter. I gotta spend months and months and months gorging themselves on fucking salmon fishing up fucking stream, man. And we've seen bears. Oh, it's really hard to forage for food these days, but a giant gorilla? Give me a break. And BuzzFeed Unsolved, Lovato, who recently came out as non-binary. Yeah, she was losing relevance, so she had to change her pronouns to try and get more followers. Yeah, be relevant still. Explains at the top of her show that while at Joshua Tree on their 28th birthday. What the fuck is Joshua Tree? I don't know what that is. They saw a UFO. This is what I don't understand. You know, it's an unidentified flying object. That doesn't mean it's a fucking alien. When you see something that's unidentified, it's unidentified. You don't know what it is. And despite our advanced science, let's be honest, we're pretty archaic. And I do believe there is other life out there in the universe. The universe is too big. It's too fucking big. There have to be other planets like Earth or similar to Earth. Probably alien life forms that are silicone-based instead of carbon-based. There's got to be other life out there that's far more advanced than us. I believe that wholeheartedly. And compared to many of those species, our technology is probably archaic, especially if they can fucking travel interstellar distances by warping, bending space-time, using gravity generators and shit like that. We're pretty fucking archaic, technologically speaking. We don't understand everything we see, so we see some lights buzzing around the fucking air. We don't know what that is. Why would you naturally assume it's a... Why would you assume it's, oh, it's naturally an alien spacecraft? You don't know. You say you don't know. Because you don't know. Oh, no, but it's aliens. Oh, really? And now they believe they might have experienced an alien encounter. Did you meet an alien? Did you shake hands with it? Did it sit down and break bread with you? No. Then you don't know. The show's early episodes introduced Lovato's sidekicks. Oh, Jesus. Demi Lovato's sidekicks. I mean, Demi Lovato herself is a has-been loser, so can you imagine what her sidekicks must be? Must be like. So their sister... What is this there? Wait, is that her? I keep seeing this there. Is that how she identifies? They? Or something with there? Not her? He, her? So... Oh, God. So she's saying... So they're saying their sister when it's Lovato's sister. So you mean her sister? Oh, that's not one of her chosen pronouns. Fuck you! I'm not going to use what you choose for me to use, you authoritarian scum. So Demi Lovato's sister, Dallas, and skeptical best friend, Matthew. Best friend? God, of course she has beta orbiters, of course. In this day and age of worshiping mediocrity, yeah. Who in reality loves to gush about how convinced he is roughly 2 minutes after witnessing anything? Not much of a skeptic. we observe the singer as they receive regressive hypnotherapy? Hippy-dippy new age bullshit. In an attempt to recover any lost memories of the creatures, Lovato will repeatedly earnestly call ETs. What is Demi Lovato now claiming to be like one of these abductees? Was she claiming to be abducted by aliens? Wow, she really wants to remain relevant. I guess she thinks the crazier she acts, the more relevant she will be. Well, yeah, doing a good job there, honey. As Lovato notes, Hollywood has not always been receptive to their fringier interests. You mean believing in and chasing ghosts and aliens? Yeah, because you look nuts. Because that shit crazy people do. A clip from Late Night with Seth Meyers in 2014, 7 years ago, she was still relevant. She was 22, so she might have actually been attractive at that time and had long hair. Finds a comedian joshing the singer for believing in aliens. Seth Meyers, is that show even on TV anymore? And also, mermaids. Did she fall for that stupid mermaid documentary? I'm sure she did. She's an idiot. And because this is a Peacock show, Myers eventually shows up to issue a mea culpa in light of the reporting that's begun to emerge on UFOs. Do I want to see what she looks like here? Let's no audio, just video. Let's see what she looks like. Let's get a look at her. Okay, she's attractive there. See? Look at that. Good looking broad, long hair, thin. Wait till you see her now. And there's a video of this crazy show. While unidentified, yeah, it's unidentified, begins, as the title suggests, with a focus on aliens. Well, you don't know that. It's unidentified. It doesn't take long for Demi and Dallas and Matthew to begin communing with spirits. What? Oh, no. God. In Vulture City. What the fuck is Vulture City? Like one of these ghost towns or something? Oh, lovely. Never heard of it. Yeah. Where Lovato establishes a connection with the spirit of a sex worker. How the hell do you know that? How the hell do you know you're talking to a dead sex worker? How do you establish this? Oh, wow. This is really crazy. In a brothel that they quickly discern has trauma. Huh? You discern that a spirit has trauma. How did they establish that they were talking to a sex worker? Because we're in a brothel, a building that used to be a brothel, so the only spirits in here, they could be in here sex workers. Here's how, I think what happened was they brought one of those stupid EMF detectors, and I mean, let me explain something to you. Electromagnetic fields are ubiquitous, they're everywhere, and yeah, they do fluctuate. And so an EMF detector started to go off, and you know, they did some confirmation bias. Are you a spirit? Are you a woman? And every time, after like 10 seconds or 2 minutes, that the EMF detector started going off, they would be like interpreting that as a confirmation. Oh, you are! And you're a woman. Were you a sex worker? 2 minutes later, the EMF detector is going off. Oh, you're a woman. Were you a sex worker? And the EMF detector's going off. That's like a 3-minute wait. Oh, okay. And why are you still here? Did you experience trauma? This is all just a bunch of confirmation bias and literal projection. It's total nonsense. Parapsychology, my ass. There's no science involved here, okay? This is ridiculous. Really fucking ridiculous. In a brothel that they quickly discern had trauma. Meaning the spirit had trauma, yeah. And yes, Demi definitely sings Skyscraper to the ghost as an offering. Okay. Let's just keep going. I have nothing to say. I fear at this moment that I might be giving the impression that I did not enjoy the Demi Lovato paranormal show. I'm sure you did. You want a banger, right? Lesbo? Well, you know, you don't have a schlong, even though you're suffering from penis envy, and you'd love to have a schlong, and you will use a strap on her if you had the opportunity to. But you definitely want to munch her muff, we know that. You're being far too kind in this article. Anyway, reader, let me be clear, I loved every minute. Yeah. Wants to munch her. That's what's going on here with this lesbo writer. How do I know she's a lesbo? She looks like one, and she writes for BuzzFeed. Need I say more? At a time when so many celebrity documentaries I feel so self-conscious. Which ones are self-conscious? Celebrity documentaries are self-conscious? Really? I haven't seen any. It's kind of refreshing to watch Lovato embark on something less self-serious. Well, if it's just for comedic effect, sure. I would watch it and I would laugh my ass off, but it's really too cringy for me. Their myth-bolstering team can ooh and ah at strange sights and sounds for the best of them. That, more than anything else, becomes the gift that keeps on giving as they trek through California's most credulous attractions, guided above all by the conviction that these unexplained phenomena are here to help us sort out our apocalyptic existence on this mysterious planet. And you know what? Why not? Because people already have a hard enough time discerning lies from truth, fact from fiction, and all this kind of idiocy does is distracts people away from the very reality that they don't understand, and to their own detriment. And that lack of understanding is going to get them killed or living under a highly authoritarian regime, which we kind of already are. And it's just going to get worse. But hey, Britain circuses, yo! Bring on the fantasy bullshit presented as truth. Yeah. And here we go. Here's a video. Do we want to watch this? Yes, we do. I need a good laugh. So this is the world we're living in, where fat has been Demi Lovato sings to imaginary besties. Let's get to it.
Carmen, we just got here.
Yes.
Have you seen anything like ETs here or UFOs? Star people?
See what I mean? That doesn't mean anything. First of all, that little device, somebody could just be standing behind the camera pushing a little button and making it go off. That's probably all that's happening. And even if it's just going off on its own, so what? There's just an electromagnetic field that it senses. It doesn't mean anything. It's not a yes or a no. It's not confirmation of anything.
This place is alive, guys.
Ask her if they're here, if there are star people here right now.
Are there star people here right now?
Look at how dumpy she looks. What is that she's wearing? Looks like a big potato sack. Trying to hide her figure as much as possible because she's about 60 pounds overweight now. Oh my god, what a pig. See how long it took? Yo, that's a yes!
There you go. You got your answer.
Holy.
Carmen, are you a star person?
Maybe it's...
By the way, you've got some spirits that supposedly been dead. You got some person dead 150 years. They don't know what an electromagnetic, what an EMF reader is. What the fuck? I'm supposed to believe that there's some ghost here that knows how to set that device off. Right? Oh, so every time it wants it, so it intrinsically somehow understands, if you get close to the device, it'll go off and that's a yes. If you step away, oh, well, yeah, that's just a no. What? Get the fuck out of here.
Because we're in the room. Because, you know, they don't like men.
She doesn't
supposedly.
Like men. I get it.
Do you want to...
What do you mean, don't like men? Where'd you get that? Oh, why, they're hookers. They're whores. They must not like... I mean, where'd you get this they don't like men bullshit? Oh, well, they're male feminists. So, of course, you know, they must not like men. And they have good reason. Yeah, the amount of soy that is being exuded by these guys...
To maybe doing a little experiment and step in another room while you take over?
Sure. Did you not want to say anything else because the boys were in here? I think...
By the way, these are awful leading questions. Very leading questions. By the way, they're in the other room. They can hear everything going on. What do you mean, the ghost? Doesn't know that they're within earshot and they can hear? I mean, what? This is so stupid.
Oh, I get that a lot.
What does that mean? mean? What does that mean? You didn't say anything, but the thing went off anyway. If it going off is supposed to mean yes, what was it responding to? This is stupid.
Okay. She has...
By the way, these electromagnetic field detectors, they're not designed for ghost hunting. Not at all. They're just for detecting electromagnetic fields, which again are ubiquitous in a world where electricity is everywhere. It fuels our lives.
Trauma.
She does?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How do you know? How do you know that? This is.
And that's why she doesn't like men.
Okay. I respect that.
Where are you getting this? He respects that.
I respect that.
Totally. We're going to stay over here and let you have a conversation with Demi.
I have trauma too. So I feel you, and I get it. Do you like to sing, Carmen?
Oh.
You're just seeing what you want to see. This is just wishful thinking. That's all this is. And look at her. Yeah. She has trauma, too. Multi-millionaire. How many millions of dollars is she worth? But I have trauma, too. Yeah, not recently. Nobody wants to bang you now, honey. You're not going to be a victim of sexual assault or rape now. Who wants to touch your fat potato sack ass? Get the fuck out of here.
You should sing something for her, Demi.
No.
Why not? Maybe if you sing a song as an offering, we could come back in the room.
Oh, yeah. Okay. If I sing you a song, can my friends come back in the room?
There you go.
Cool.
There you go.
Cool. Well, I always sing Skyscraper when I feel
sure.
Like singing something emotional for people. Do you have to make me feel like there's nothing left of me?
She's horrible. She made millions of dollars off of that voice. Why don't you wear out your fucking vocal cords? That sounds terrible. Was she lip syncing the whole time she was singing? Was somebody else doing the singing? I mean, something ain't right here. Her voice is atrocious.
You can take everything I have. You can break everything I am. Like I'm made of glass. Like I'm made of paper. Go on and try to tear me down. I will be rising from the ground.
It's like nails on a chalkboard! I'd like to cover my ears, but I have earbuds in. I can't not hear her.
Like a skyscraper.
Oh, God.
There we go.
It doesn't mean
standing
anything.
Ovation.
Cool. I think that's the okay for us to come in, yes.
That's so cool. God. That's the coolest.
Oh, yeah, you're being given a standing ovation by a dead person. Yeah, those are the only people who are going to clap for your music, sweetheart. Imaginary dead people.
That's the coolest standing ovation I've ever had.
Look at these two soy boys. Actually reinforcing her delusions. Lovely.
Wow, you've seen a lot of stuff, I'm sure. You probably have never seen anything like what's going to happen right now.
I didn't see anything. I just saw some little box going beep, 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 which may or may not have been having itself manipulated by the fucking cameraman, who if he gets too close to it, the electromagnetic field created by the battery in the camera makes it go off.
Not ever. That's why I'm so glad to be here, man.
Cool.
Okay, so there you go. There's some crazy shit right there, man. Crazy fucking shit. So that's one of the kookiest things I ever fucking seen, okay? Electromagnetic fields. They have tons and tons of fucking electrical equipment in that room. They got microphones. They got fucking high-powered cameras. $100,000 cameras. Huge, giant fucking lithium-ion batteries. So fucking big and powerful. It would take like 50 fucking cell phone batteries to equal one of their fucking batteries for their fucking equipment. One piece of equipment. But somehow, it's a mystery how electromagnetic fields are in that room. Whoa! Anyway, speaking of which, did you know that 80% of the Earth's oceans remain unexplored? So what? So what? And that there's one spot in the in said ocean that might or might not be an alien base. Get the fuck out of here. You talking about the Marianas Trench? Fuck off. Check out Lovato's episode on USOs. Unidentified submersible objects. Yeah, she could be one of those, except it'd be pretty hard to submerge her ass. All that fat. Oh, anyway, Lovato has, she'd be an unidentified non-submergible. Lovato has, like so many stars who came up young, survived an unimaginable amount of personal turmoil in the public eye. Get the fuck out of here. When did she go hungry? Or thirsty? Or have to slave away all day in a fucking gold mine? Oh, what kind of fucking adversity has she faced? Personal turmoil. Fuck off, pansies. Hollywood appears to have become somewhat protective of them in recent years. Yeah. Protective to the point where they fostered delusions like this nonsense. Particularly after their terrifying overdose in 2018. There? You mean her overdose? They keep using the wrong fucking pronouns because they want me to accept their bullshit. So Demi Lovato, you mean her, not T-H-E-I-R, there. So her overdose. She overdosed in 2018, huh? On what? Heroin? She's definitely not taking it now. She'd be a lot thinner. Unidentified makes clear that Lovato's experience at Joshua Tree and its after effects have become a part of her healing journey. You mean embracing fantasy, science fiction as reality? So escapism? It's not really a great way to deal with trauma. It's avoiding, not confronting. So that's not healing. That's just avoiding healing. It culminates in a communal meditation in which Lovato goes UFO spotting after group meditation with fans to manifest a stronger connection with the ETs. Manifest a stronger connection with the ETs. Well, you're assuming they have telekinesis, and even if they did, we don't. Well, their minds are powerful enough to pick up our thoughts, even if we can't pick up each other's thoughts, and we can pick up their thoughts. Where are you getting all this bullshit? Just made up. It's just fantasy conjecture bullshit. Nonsense. But truthfully, it's just wonderful to see a celebrity that we all know has endured so much have such a good time. No, it's not. It's escape at its worst. Going to a movie, reading a book is fun. But adopting a mindset and a view of the world that is totally, completely antithetical to actual reality, that is fantasy, is not good. Believing in bullshit, unicorns and fairies and magic and shit, and indulging in this kind of stuff as if it was real in your daily life is not good. It's not good for you. I mean, it's a good way to avoid trauma and the feelings surrounding it, but it's not a good way to live your life. Lovato spends the entire series laughing, avoiding her feelings, beaming, squeaking with excitement and wonder. So, regressing into childhood so she doesn't have to face the vicissitudes of adulthood. I see. Her joy, both hard-earned and infectious. See, they're trying to use this their bullshit again? Fuck you. I'll call you what I want to fucking call you, meaning what you actually are. You're her. You're not T-H-E-I-R. Both hard-earned and infectious. Joy is hard-earned. Fuck off. Goes a long way for this series. It might not convince a skeptic to believe in aliens. I saw no aliens. But it does articulate beautifully the meaning one can find in the paranormal when they stop questioning and start believing. Oh, yeah, you shouldn't question. God forbid. Don't question anything. You might find out it's total, complete bullshit and you've been living your life believing in stuff that isn't real. So you wasted your life. Yeah. God forbid you question anything. This is some nutty shit. So there you go. There you go. Some of the cringiest shit I've ever seen from a once hottie, now naughty Demi Lovato, who is, apparently hit rock bottom. No. The drug addiction, the drug overdose wasn't rock bottom, it seems. Oh, no. Going on TV and playing make-believe, ghost hunter / alien hunter / singer for dead people, is that rock bottom? I still don't think she's hit rock bottom. Because, rock bottom would actually imply that, you had a realization and you turned things around for the better. This is not better. This is worse, okay? She's just switched her unhealthy coping mechanism from using drugs to now chasing non-existent aliens and singing to ghosts. So there you go. There you go. And these are the people that many of you leftoid libtards out there listen to and shape your lives around. The views, the opinions of nut jobs like this fucking broad. And you wonder why you're not happy. And your life isn't going the way you want it to. So let me know what you think. Was there really a ghost in that room with Demi? Or was it just confirmation bias slash wishful thinking going on with a healthy dose of projection on her part? Let me know in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BITCHUTE.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And again, if you want to support my work, go to my website, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. That is TheRealistPhilosopher.com. Go to the bottom of the page and choose one of three donation options. I could really use your help.